call this Budget and Finance Committee meeting to order. And I'm going to hand it over to Treasurer Sanson to get us started.
All right, let's go over the summary statement for reports. January 1st, 2023, April 30th, 2023. County General Fund 1,000, funding $3,270,929.74. County Road Fund 2,000, $3,993,321.46. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3,402, $2,910,284.31. Animal Welfare Control Fund 3,404, $1,481,635.60. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3,407, $2,532,046.07. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1,005, $1,045,381.18. American Rescue Plan Fund 3,046, $23,007,600.35. Just a couple small things that I want to touch on right quick. County General, you can see the expenditures are about, we're about $1.5 million over in expenditures of revenue. It's a little more than, a little bit more than usual this time of year. It's not uncommon to have more expenditures than revenues just because of our cash flows. We're going to get a good cash flow come in next month. So not unusual to be negative at this point. It is unusual, a little bit unusual to be negative at this amount at this point. And I'm going to kind of direct you down here to the bottom. This is really Margaret's section at the bottom. I just kind of put it together. So it's kind of easy to read. We're 33% through 4 months, we're 33% through the year, right? So County General currently is used 33.86% of its appropriation. Now, we typically only use about 90-ish percent of our appropriation. So this is the part that's kind of telling me that you're probably going to have some people coming back and asking for some money for them. That's just, look at previous numbers, look at these numbers. That's going to say, hey, we get to the end of the year, be prepared. And I just want to kind of give you, and I have no idea what departments are doing or how they're doing this. Like I said, it's just what it's telling me, so I'm just trying to kind of ease the blow a little bit.
That sounds good.
As you can see, County Road Sales Tax is at 40%. That's not uncommon sometimes in the road department. We'll talk to you more about this, but there are other, the road fund is only at 23%, so when you kind of add those together, it's this way or that, but when the combination is not a big deal. Let's go to page 2. County General Revenue, and we had talked last month about we had some timing issues. We were kind of lagging in revenue, but I was saying it's timing issues. If it's still bad in April, then we're worried. Well, it's not. We're beating 2022 numbers on the revenue side. So feel great about that. I think we'll really see a good bump up coming in May when we get the current tax money in for the escrow money. On page 3, sales tax totals for April is $1,047,063.56. That is 9.66% above April of last year. We are currently running 5.23% above last year. That is a surprise to me. The way we started the year, the kind of the economic situation that we're in, these are surprising numbers at this point. So we'll keep an eye on that. But you know, we've been surprised with the numbers for the last 3 years. So keeping an eye on it. Of course, we'd rather be here than 5% down. So we'll take it, but we're just kind of keeping an eye on it. And the next page, you see that we are currently at $4,504,412.92 for the year collected in sales tax. That's 35% projected. Once again, we're 33% through the year. We're ahead of schedule to make our $13 million projected revenue. And the last page, and one thing I have done this month is maybe made this a little easier to read. If you look down there on the table, we've increased the font size so that you can actually read what it is supposed to be. So a 3 month moving average.
I've been on the court, it's been
it
tiny.
Probably has. And today, when I was printing it out, I thought I'm going to get that fixed today because I think about it when I'm sitting here and not when I get back. But the blue line is the three-month moving averages. You can read, and the red line is the one-year moving average. You can see, you know, we had a dip, you know, 2 months ago, well, I guess back at the end of last year. We had a dip, and we had a declining 1 year, and we were very concerned about that. As you can see, we bumped back. The 1 year's trending up. 3 months above the 1 year. I see nothing but good news ahead at this point. So nothing concerning there. Everything looks great on the revenue side. But once again, I just kind of want to remind you on the expenditure side, kind of be prepared for this.
Thank you for that insight. That's not a number that I look at very often.
It typically isn't. Of course, I look at these numbers every month, but when we get in here, I try to kind of give you the highlights. You know, y'all are more than welcome. If you have a question about any of this stuff, give me a call. Or even if you get text, whatever, we'll work through it for sure. And sometimes I go through them and something may stick out and I miss. And that doesn't mean that I don't. And taking a second look at it sometimes kind of gets me back on track. You can also see the amounts not appropriated there. You know, there's $2.4 million in County General, which is a number that we have never seen here before. But that's kind of, with that being out there, I kind of wanted to make the note that some of that may not be there in the end of the year on the ask. So, any other questions?
Any questions from any of our other JPs out in the peanut gallery? All right. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. All right. Next on our agenda, I don't believe we have any old business. New business, proposed ordinance 23-12. Do I have a motion for that one?
Motion to put ordinance 23-12 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. I'm just going to start off here on the first page. I'm gonna look at a big amount here. Let's see, section 4. Do we have someone from either maintenance or the judge's office that wants to speak to section 4? There he is.
So we had our building and grounds supervisor who retired after 19 years and had accrued a good deal of vacation time. And so what we had to do is we had to pay him off so that he could go ahead and retire. Also, during that time, we brought our new facility supervisor, building and ground supervisor. We brought him in 2 or 3 days while the previous one was still here so they could get some tribal knowledge, share where all the breaker boxes were, and those kinds of things. So what this does, this helps pay that off to make it whole. We brought in our new supervisor at the same rate as the other one. So this will make that account whole so we can finish out the year.
Perfect. Any questions on that one? Thank you so much. And the only other big amount that I'm going to ask about whatever you want to, is for Section 7, and I believe that is on the election equipment.
Okay, so it's actually for voter registration. Every odd year, I do what it's called an odd year mailing. It's the National Voter Registration Act set up by Bill Clinton. And what that is if you come register to vote in October, but you don't vote in November in a federal election, then in the next year, I'm going to send you a card and say, hey, you haven't come to vote. How come? Do you want to stay registered to vote? It doesn't really say that, but basically that's what I'm doing. And so I figured out all the money for all the costs and expenses. I didn't realize I was going to have 26,000 pieces of mail to send out this year, but I got all the expenses and it got my costs down, but I forgot to put money for the postage back. So I have to send money to the post office to cover the expense of those cards that don't make it to the voter to come back to me. Or if they mail them back, I have to pay their postage back to me. And that's by statute.
Any questions on that one from the committee? All right, I'm done with my questions. I'll open up the floor for the committee if y'all have any questions about any of the other sections.
I just have a question.
Yes, just go.
Section 3, the County General to the Department 0107, the Quorum Court. I was just curious what the meals and lodging expenses were.
I will defer to Mrs. Gardner on that.
That is, we have a couple of JPs going to the AAC, and that is to fill in the gap to make sure that they have enough money for the to pay for their meals and lodging while they're at the AAC. I was going to transfer the money, but I thought you were going to be a little low if I did that. Transfer the money out of general supplies or one of the other areas. I thought it might run y'all a little low, so that's why I'm asking for the appropriation for it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from the justices? All right, seeing no other discussion, all in favor of proposed ordinance 23-12, say yay.
Yay.
Thank you. Any opposed? All right, perfect. Proposed ordinance 23-12 is forwarded on to forwarded on to full court. Is there any new business before the Budget and Finance Committee? All right, are there any announcements for Budget and Finance Committee? No? All right. Budget and Finance Committee is adjourned. Thank you.